Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. I'm Maggie. Today we're talking about how to express this idea in English. 走过场。All right, the first one I thought of is definitely going through the motions. Going through the motions. For example, oh hey Maggie, I heard that you have your cousin's brother's sister-in-law's wedding to go to this weekend. Have fun. Oh yeah, I don't want to go either, but I thought I'd better go through the motions just to be polite, you know? Oh yeah, if you're invited, you should go. Going through the motions. 也就是走个过场吧。Going through the motions.那说到这个词呢，最近我看了一个纪录片The Bernie Madoff documentary from Netflix. It was new. I think it was pretty good. You guys can go watch it. But I learned a word called cursory. It was a cursory inspection. 我觉得这个可能是比较专业的走过场的意思。当时他们是在说这个 SEC just did a cursory inspection of Bernie Madoff's firm. 也就是说这个调查就是走过场的而不是真的去调查。所以大家如果有这种专业用词在写论文的时候呢可以选用这个词。A cursory inspection. It was just a cursory inspection. They were just going through the motions. Nothing was really being evaluated. Nothing was really being thoroughly inspected. 所以呢，我觉得这个词也非常好，可以跟这个 going through the motions 一起记。Cursory.下一个呢我觉得有一个短语也比较好用也就是 It's merely a formality Or it's just a formality 也就是说它就是一个走形式走过场For example Oh hey Maggie, surprised to see you here I thought you got a big interview coming up for your dream job Oh, the interview is just a formality I already got the job My dad is the owner of the company Oh, okayNepotism is still real in the workplace. 所以在这个场景里面呢我们可以看到他已经知道他有这个工作了那我这场面试就是走过场而已我已经拿到这个工作了 The interview is just a formality. I already got the job. 那这里面我们还说到了一个词就是 nepotism. Nepotism 就是裙带关系也就是他爸爸是公司的老板嘛所以这里面他给自己孩子这个工作而不是 merit based, 不是说因为他优秀他得到了这工作所以这里面呢就叫裙带关系。那如果这个人得到提升或者得到这份工作只是因为他是谁谁谁的亲人你就可以用这个词 nepotism. Nepotism in the workplace. It still exists, so we should know this word.Nepotism in the workplace. Alright, so this is today's video. We talked about going through the motions, a cursory inspection, and it's a mere formality. I hope it's useful to you guys. Let me know in the comment down below what other words you want to know, how to express in English. I will see you in my next video. Bye!